This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Melissa Melton. The U.S. Senate is expected to begin hearing evidence Wednesday in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump on a charge that he incited insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month. Senators held 4 hours of debate Tuesday before deciding in a 56-44 vote to proceed with the trial. Mr. Trump's lawyers had argued that that impeachment is not constitutional since Mr. Trump is no longer in office. But the 9 U.S. representatives prosecuting the case say he must be held to account for allegedly inciting the break-in by his supporters at the U.S. Capitol January 6th during proceedings to certify the results of the November presidential election. U.S. President Joe Biden says while the impeachment trial of his predecessor is underway in the Senate, he will be focused on alleviating the suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Biden was asked by reporters about the matter in the Oval Office Tuesday. He noted that the United States has already lost more than 450,000 lives to the coronavirus pandemic. He said, quote, "A whole lot more lives could be lost if the United States doesn't act quickly and decisively." He also said, quote, "A lot of children are going to bed hungry." He added that his job is to work on that. He added, "The Senate has their job, and they're about to begin it, and I am sure they are going to conduct themselves well." The president added he will not be saying anything further about impeachment of former President Donald Trump, whom Biden defeated in last November's election. The U.S. drug maker Eli Lilly announced Tuesday that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization for its combination antibody therapy to fight COVID-19. A late-stage trial in January showed the combination therapy